It's good to be with you all midweek, midday, for this opportunity to pause, to practice presence, to perhaps practice patience, sanity in the midst of you know, this world as the elections continue to reveal themselves. And you know, we've been practicing in these different ways of how to meet this swirl of life, and yeah, you know, we'll see where we go today, but I think bringing in the qualities of heart that help us steady and stabilize, so those qualities of kindness and care and equanimity can be grounding, you know, grounding right here when there's not necessarily ground out there. So let's practice together. I'm taking this precious opportunity to pause. Depending on the state of your nervous system, you might decide to start your practice eyes open and use that practice of orienting to the space where you are, you know, reassuring the animal body that there's not necessarily imminent danger as you gaze over one shoulder. As you look around the room, finding exits and doors, letting your body know it could leave if it needed to, being sure to look over the other shoulder. When you feel oriented, you might let yourself come back towards center and to begin to nest in, to discover a posture today that expresses dignity. That supports alertness and also a measure of ease. Letting the warm sunbeam of your awareness wash through the body. Pausing to linger in any places that might be reservoirs of tension or tightness. Inviting, releasing, and a relaxing. Softening through the muscles of the face and jaw. These muscles that often work so hard to either express or to hide what we're feeling. opening through the throat. Which often works to express or at times swallow our truth, our words. Melting shoulder blades down the back body. These shoulders that so often carry the weight of the world. Letting them release that burden. And with it, letting the arms relax and the hands open softly. These hands that sometimes tense by trying to grab hold of things or to push things away. And just for now, exploring how it is to simply let the hands open and perhaps receive the moment. Expanding through the torso. Reservoir to so many of our emotions, both the pleasant and the unpleasant, that are often expressed in the heart center, in the abdomen. Just letting the breath move through the torso, creating space. Resting more fully into the lower body and the soles of the feet. Releasing any of the pent-up energy or the impulse to move forward or away from. Allowing the body the opportunity to rest right here. You might choose a touch point for an anchor in this practice. The felt sense of the breath, wherever it's most alive for you. Or maybe the hands or the feet. Just like a hummingbird coming in for a sip of nectar, you can bring your awareness back again and again to the sweetness of the moment. When attention flits away, it's not a problem. Not a mistake or a failing. Just the way the mind works. You can gently touch in and sip the nectar of the next breath. Letting yourself be nourished by the connection, the relationship that comes from presence. coming home to sip the nectar of just the next breath. With each inhalation, you might envision drawing in this nourishment for your own well-being. Drawing in something good for yourself. Breath, care, kindness. Each in-breath coming with the energy of somehow wishing yourself well, wishing for your own well-being. Filling your own reservoir of resiliency. And if you wish, you might also explore adding in with each out-breath a sharing of this energy with the wider world. Somehow envisioning or offering the energy of a wish for well-being and ease for the world. Breathing in goodness for yourself. And breathing out goodness for the world. letting there be this balance of care. As we come into the final minutes of practice, making this balance of care explicit through some simple phrases of loving kindness. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy. May I live with ease and be free from suffering. And having tended to your own well-being, opening the heart outwards to the world, may all beings be safe and protected. May all beings be happy and peaceful. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live with ease and be free from suffering. The last few weeks we've been exploring, what supports wise action in the world, and we've looked at this from different angles, and that was an extension of our exploration of the five remembrances and what they have to teach us about this vulnerable experience of being human and what they have to teach us about this sense of selfing, this creation of a self that moves through the world and acts on the world, in the world. And sitting with people, this week, I think elections are just one expression of the uncertainty in the world right now, and how uncertainty is one of those factors that can make it difficult to act in the world because it elicits fear or it elicits a sense of separation. Fear often magnifies the sense of a separate self. A separate self is often at war with the world or with others, and a fearful self is often at war or with the world or others. There can be a sense of needing to protect resources or ideas or preferences or whatever it might be. There's a sense of scarcity that can come. And when I was reflecting on, what's so helpful from our practice that might counter that, it always comes back to the basics, doesn't it? You keep hearing me share the same things from this, 108-sided gem of practice, right? It's not particularly revelatory, in any given week, but it's transformative over time. And in these times of uncertainty, I'm often drawn back to two of the most basic expressions of these two wings of practice, awareness and kindness. And the body is often such a helpful gateway to awareness, to presence. Our practice, it began with this a warm sunbeam of awareness washing through the body and inviting in more connection, more relationship with this body. Often in times of uncertainty, our awareness comes right here. And we're in this squirrely, swirly space of the mind. And we're quite disembodied. You know, we're worrying about what has already happened, what might happen, you know, and often we're in a space of, we don't know what will happen. And if we can check back in with right here, often there is at least a relative sense of safety or well-being. Like, I'm warm, I'm clothed, I'm fed in this moment. I have people in my world that love me, or I have something that gives me a sense of meaning or purpose in my life right now. And we can connect with, we can anchor, we can root into a sense of equilibrium through the body. And through the body, we can also touch that quality of relaxation or ease that supports presence. You know, the body is often a source of information of when there's a lot going on in the mind or in the emotional realm, because there's contraction, there's tension. And so if we can work with the tension in the body, it's sometimes a back door into more space in the mind or in the heart. So the body often connects us with that wing of awareness. And touching into the practice of kindness or metta, a friendliness, any sense of warmth or welcome. People resonate with different labels or descriptors of what metta is. But it's that touching into the heart and it's the energy of the awareness. It's the energy with which we're in relationship. And so sometimes, you know, that's very simply a sense of caring about the moment. You know, it may not have phrases, it may not have a lot of structure to it, but there's an inherent sense of care in paying attention. You know what that feels like. You've had a conversation with someone who asks you a question and you give them an answer, but you might as well be speaking to a concrete wall. Like, it feels like your answer slides right off, you know, them, or there's not a real sense of engagement or interest. And then you know how it is when somebody's really present with you. You can feel it. And we often want to be in the presence of those people, don't we? I mean, I have a friend, she doesn't have to say anything. And I just feel like she just sort of beams this sense of like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see you. Pets are really good teachers of this. You know, you walk in the door, you have been gone for 12 hours, and are they grumpy with you? Are they, no, they like show up and they're like, they, you know, they're wagging their tail or they're rubbing up against you or nuzzling you. And you're just like, oh, you know, what if we greeted the moment like that? What if we greeted ourselves like that? What if we greeted the world? You know, I was just at the doctor's this morning for my annual exam, and I have to say I actually had so much fun. And I think part of the fun was actually just being in connection with people I don't necessarily know well. You know, I've known my doctor for years, but I see her once a year, mostly in a good year, right? And I think in this COVID world where we've kind of closed in, I realize we have less of those casual connections, right? That remind us that we're part of a larger human family. And I had to have blood drawn, and this really sweet young phlebotomist, you know, she was relearning a new, like, electronic medical record system. And she's like, oh, you know, thanks for being patient. And, you know, and I said, oh, you know, it's okay. I was like, oh, and I just started talking about electronic records because I was like, oh, I remember hating that, you know, when I was at the university. And whoever makes these systems, they never, it's not the people who have, they've never used them, because these are not user-friendly systems at all. And we ended up in this lovely conversation about how, you know, I don't even know how we got there, but at some point I asked a question because she mentioned in passing something like wanting to, you know, come to work for herself. Oh, I think she was checking my insurance, and I was saying something about being self-employed and how cruddy insurance is. And she's like, I'm a little nervous about that because I want to, you know, move in that direction. And we just had the sweetest conversation. I was like, well, what are you wanting to do with your life? You know, what's your heart's work? And it was just so real, right? We know what it's like when somebody sees us or cares. And so that's really the essence of metta. It's that friendliness, that in some ways, sometimes casual but sincere friendliness with the moment. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference to our own heart when we meet ourselves that way. And it makes a difference to the world. And we can do that through phrases or through just the breath. You know, I wove in that practice that I like so much of just breathing in for me and out for you or out for the world. And sometimes that comes with a color or a phrase or something that helps me really enliven that. But sometimes it's just the breath. It's remembering that, oh, I need a little and the world needs a little, you know, and there's enough. There's enough for all of us. There's actually enough care despite the fear and the grasping. The selfing that happens, you know, this is mine, I have to protect it. It's like, actually, there's a lot of abundance. There's enough for us all to have well-being, and it's a reorientation of the heart. So I might pause there, and given that there's only four of us, I'm thinking we can just hang out together for a few minutes, and I'll just see if anything here lands, or maybe there's something alive in your practice that you're learning or struggling with or curious about. I love that idea as a something to try out, and I would love to hear what you discover over time, Gabriella. Thank you, Gabriella. Beautiful, David. Beautiful. I love these shares and would love to hear what you keep discovering. And yeah, and this is our relationship with ourselves, we just keep discovering and how beautiful to wake up and tend to with kindness. I was thinking about where we might go, next, and I'm sort of thinking, so I'm here next week, and then I'm actually away the last 2 weeks in November for a family trip. But I thought maybe next week and then through December, the weeks in December, it might be nice to play with an extension of this. Some of this feels like we're sort of moving into relational dharma, and I was thinking that there may be other aspects of this, but in preparation for holiday season, I think that some relational dharma and ways of meeting the holidays mindfully, whether you celebrate or don't, there's often a lot that gets stirred up for folks around the holidays, and maybe we can look at some of the ways of caring for yourself. And you might just take some time between now and next time to even reflect, like, what comes up for you around the holidays, because that may inform the topics that we explore. And you're welcome to bring it back verbally next time, or if something occurs to you that you're really excited about, you can always send me an email, like sometimes some of you do, and I take those into my heart and hold them as we keep exploring together. So take really good care. And yeah, feel better, Gabriella. Sounds like you're getting over something. Yes. Oh, well, take good care. Good. Good. Bye.